Hello, everybody. It's Jenny, owner and founder of The Coach Jenny. I am here to teach you how to live empowered by crushing that self-doubt. So sit back, relax, and let's get started. Hello, everybody. What's going on? What's new and exciting with you? I'm so excited to be here actually doing this live with you because you know what? Today is my 100th episode of this podcast. Holy snapdragon, I can't believe this. So I really don't have an itinerary today, but I'm just gonna spitfire with you and just kind of chit-chat about life and tell you what's going on. Take a deep breath with me and, I don't know, let's talk. I started this podcast about, maybe a month or two into COVID when we went into lockdown. I think it was like March of 2020, we went into lockdown and I was like, I need to do something with my time in COVID. And so many people are like, you should start a podcast. You are so funny. And my husband doesn't think I'm funny. So, but I went out and I bought a mic and I got one of those Yeti mics. And I was like, okay, now what the hell do I do with this thing? And I had my Beats headphones and I was like, I look good, but I don't know what the hell I'm doing. But I just pressed record and started talking. A lot of my podcasts are tips and tricks and steps to solve problems, but sometimes they're just me talking about life and the shitty things and the good things and vacations and mom's cancer journey and all these bizarre things that happen because sometimes life is life. And I always pride myself on that because sometimes as coaches, you hear nothing but these glorious things and the Gucci handbags and Porsches and all these other awesome things. And people are like, I want to grow up to be just like them. But sometimes we need to show the shitty things that happened. And man, like, oh, I could tell you so many shitty things. Like, oh my God, from so many failures, like I failed my driving test to trying to learn how to be an adaptive athlete, being half blind. Yeah, I was born half blind. And it was like a year ago and somebody called me out on Facebook saying, you're just pretending to be blind so you can get clients. And I'm like, okay, jackass, really? Like, do you want to come over here and, like, really have this conversation with me? Or are you just being a keyboard cowboy? And, comments like that used to really make me angry. But I learned through a lot of personal growth and a lot of educating myself that instead of lowering my standards, my job is to educate people and bring them up to my level and help people understand. Like, yeah, I'm partially blind. I'm legally blind in one eye. And I help people understand what life is like for me. People ask me all the time, well, have you ever thought what it's like to be not blind? And I'm like, no, because I don't know what life is like any different. Like, I wear contact in my left eye and I pretty much live life as it is. And I don't know what life is any different. But went through my whole life and I didn't tell anybody I was partially blind until I was like 40. And yeah, that was super fun. And, like, whatever. But it makes me who I am today to be on this journey of personal growth. And that's just like a quarter of who I am. And so many people will be like, oh my gosh, I didn't even know that you were like half blind and you do all these amazing things. Like, you're a cyclist. And I was like, yeah. Yeah, I totally put myself on a bike and being half blind. It's pretty rad. But I've done so many amazing things in my lifetime, and I'm only 44 years old, and I'm so proud of myself. I mean, I have failed at so many things, but I've learned so many new things. And I was just telling a client today that I'm so happy that I had the opportunity to be a counselor and a coach and a group therapist and all these amazing things that gave me the tools of the trade that I can do today. And I've lived in the corporate world and I've done amazing things and helped the most beautiful people out there. But for me to sit here today to spitfire with you and talk about my life is my ultimate dream. To be home and to take my parents to a doctor's appointment. And as many of you know, that my mom is managing quite well with pancreatic cancer. It's a shitty situation to be in, but she's doing the best she can. And to be home and be on her phone calls or be in doctor's appointments and be almost like her case manager for the whole situation. It's nice to be present for that. I was just telling George, my husband, I'm like, I'm so glad that I'm not in the corporate world right now, because I couldn't manage having a full-time job in the corporate world and managing mom's cancer journey. Like, I would be absolutely so strung out just trying to manage everything. But it's so nice to have my coaching career and manage everything when I can. You know, I could still do all my fitness training and do my clients, and my coaching schedule's all over the place. Like, I have clients at like 9 o'clock at night because some of them are in Europe, and it's okay. And I'm cool with that because maybe I take a 4-hour break in the afternoon and eat lunch and play with a dog and do some fitness training, and my schedule's all over the place and I'm okay with that. But life is always evolving, and being able to coach has been a beautiful adventure. It's been a lot of personal growth for myself, and being able to go to Tony Robbins events and Brendan Burchard events and sit here and really tune in to who Jenny Jordan really is been beautiful. And I can't tell you enough how much personal growth is so important to your health and wellness. And to be able to sit here and tell you, like, you need to look into your own wellness is so paramount to your own growth. And when people say, well, did you do your Wheel of Life? Yeah. I do my Wheel of Life, and people are like, what the hell is a Wheel of Life? The Wheel of Life is when you evaluate your goals every month. Some people do it every week. I like to do it every month. And if you don't evaluate your goals, if you don't know where you're progressing and where things aren't going, how do you know what to change? There's so many people in life right now that just kind of go through the motions. I call it the hamster wheel of death. Y'all get in that wheel and just run and run. Did you ever see a hamster wheel in one of those things? They just run until they fall over. And then when they fall over, they're still in the wheel. And now they're just going around and around and around in the wheel. It's hilarious to watch, but then you feel sad for them because they can't get off. How many of you know friends like that, or family like that, or maybe you're like that? Don't be in that hamster wheel of death. Girl, take the exit. Get off the ramp. Like, don't live the wheel of life, that hamster wheel of life. And I tell my clients like that all the time. I'm like, when's the last time you evaluated your goals? And they're like, ooh. Goals? What do you mean? They're like, well, I want to make a lot of money and I want to, you know, make sure my kids have better life than I did. And I'm like, that's great. These are great goals. But what kind of plan do you have? What kind of actions are you taking? Like, what are your life pillars? Like, what are you doing? And then they look at me like all cross-eyed. And I'm like, okay, no, I'm the one that's half blind. I should be looking at you cross-eyed. So, and it's fun to go through like the wheel of life and go through the life pillars and make their I am statements and then make their purpose statements. And when they have like this whole mantra, and then they're so powerful. Like, I can't tell you enough about my mantra statement. And, you know, I have my own. It's like, my purpose is to crush self-doubt and allow others to live unapologetic and empowered. I live each day with passion, lead by example, and encourage others to believe in their own abilities. I lean into every day's magic and enjoy the adventure of life. Stay sassy, classy, and always badassy. Like, that is my purpose. Like, that's what I do every day. And I see this, and I just had this taped on my wall. I just picked it off my wall so I can read it to you. And I see that every day. And as I'm looking at my mic and my computer screen, and I have opened, what is this, GarageBand, and I can see everything moving. Like, this mantra statement is posted on a corkboard above my computer. So I see that, like, a million times in a day. And I was like, yeah, man, I'm crushing self-doubt and helping people live unapologetic and empowered. And people were like, well, what does that mean? Like, how do you live unapologetic? And I was like, really? Like, I will never apologize for who I am. I used to do that all the time. Be like, oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. No, bitch, I'm not sorry. Like, this is who I am. I am 6'3". I am 225 pounds. I am a force to be reckoned with. And I can officially say that now at 44 years old, because it took that long to realize that I am okay with who I am. I mean, you asked me 2 years ago and I'd be like, no, yeah, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to step on your toes, or, oh, I'm sorry. No, I'm not sorry. This is who I am. And you can't say that to me, or you can't do this to me. Like, I have my force field up. Like, George, my husband, calls me Wonder Woman. Because, like, I am mentally, emotionally, physically, spiritually strong now because I worked on myself. And I take this strength and I've created my own persona, my own person, and I turn this into my coaching and into my clients, and I love it, and I turn this into my sisterhood, and I created the sisterhood because this is something I needed when I was like in my 20s and my 30s. I needed a group of badass women that we could turn to and be like, bitch, I'm having a bad day, and like, go in there and verbal diarrhea all over the place and be like, blah, 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 somebody help me. And that's what these ladies do. I mean, there's a bunch of ladies who just be like, blah, and they talk about bizarre shit all the time, or cats or husbands and clutter. And I love it because, you know what? That's shit they're working on. And I was like, I applaud you because that is important to them. They are working on themselves. They are healing themselves on shit that they want to work on. I love it because that's something that I probably wanted to work on in the past. That's what I love about having a sisterhood. And don't get me started about personal coaching, like private coaching. I mean, I love private coaching because you get me one-on-one where we get to dive deep into your situation and really help problem solve, create an action plan, create steps that are tangible for you to solve your problems. I'm not saying everybody has problems. Well, actually, we all have problems. Like, girl, I got me some problems too. But like, we are here to help support each other in life. Like, what's that Instagram thing? And be like, hey girl, do you know that girls are supporting girls nowadays? Like, yay, high five. Like, I can't tell you, I am part of the female version of Tony Robbins called UHPW. It's Unleash Her Power Within. I can't tell you how much this changed my life, because this is unbelievable how it's like really just, I mean, I stutter over my words, because Unleash Her Power Within was all about coming home to you. When I say coming home to you, it's like really diving deep into your deeper truth and realizing, I mean, this was my biggest epiphany, is like, we did this mirroring image exercise. It's like when you, like, who are your role models? And when we identified our role models and be like, why do you love these role models? Like, why do you idolize them? And we had to write down all that stuff. And it's like, those things that you idolize in your role models is things that you have in yourself that you don't realize that you see in yourself. And I was like, well, no, like, I admire like Mel Robbins and Tony Robbins, Brendan Burchard, Jamie Kern Lima, like just some amazing people. And I'm like, I admire them because they are like outgoing and they're full of inspiration and they're encouraging people to do things outside the box. And I went on to all these things. And then the group leader was like, do you not realize that you do every one of these things? And I was like, holy shit. To have that realization that all the people that I admire and why I admire them is because I have the same traits that they do. And it blew my mind. It truly blew my mind, because I was like, wow, you know, I would never consider myself on the same level as them, because they're just like, you know, it's Mel Robbins, it's Tony Robbins. Like, holy shit, these are like my idols. But it doesn't mean that we can't have the same traits. We can't do the same things with people around us. And that was just a beautiful thing to go through. And as I sit here and reflect, and I absolutely love what I do. And I know I'm going on 18 minutes now, because I can see the bar on my garage band, and I didn't want it to be long. 100 episodes of this podcast and thousands of listeners, and I appreciate you all every day. It warms my heart that I have people all over the world listening to this, and people all over the world reaching out to me and watching my Instagrams and loving my quotes and my stories and all the love that I get for Tessa, because Tessa, my golden doodle, is part of my coaching program. I always say that she's the better half of the coaching program. But what you see is what you get with me. I'm very transparent. I tell you the good, the bad, the ugly, and I'm here to support you on your journey. And everybody's journey is different. I get it. I get it, because I live it. I'm not going to sit here and tell you, oh my gosh, yes, you can be a millionaire. Of course, we all can earn wealth and be wealthy, But let's be emotionally wealthy first. Let's work on our wellness, our mental wellness. And I'm all about that mental wellness because, you know what? If we can have our own shit in check first, everything else falls in place. And I'm ready. I'm ready because I'm finally getting my own shit in check because every day is a journey. And I'm here to support you. So if you're ready to take that leap, to trust yourself, to crack that coconut open. Actually, I don't know why I said that because I'm allergic to coconuts. So maybe don't bring coconuts. But let me help you. Like, I'm here to support you on your own journey. I do have the sisterhood and three different levels to support you in the sisterhood, which is a inner circle community. I used to call it a membership, but it's truly just a community. And yes, it is a monthly fee for the community because it's forever going and it's evolving. But my biggest thing right now is private coaching. And you have the 90-minute session, which is gorgeous, where you can just dive in deep one session with me. I also have 6 weeks and 12 weeks. So yeah, just many different options where you can work one-on-one with me. And let's get started, babe. Like, take the leap, take the chance, click the links in the show notes, and let me see how I can help you. And don't be scared, because life is all about trying something new. All right. On that note, I am going to wish you well and hope you have an amazing day. And I will see you on the next episode. Mwah.